Davis, Marion. Summer Hill, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. January 1900. Dear Sister Marion, I have received the manuscript. I have not opened it, and I will return it to you again the first of the week, unless I decide to return it without opening it. We go this morning, which is bright and sunshiny. We have had cloudy weather, I think, since the first day we were here. Do you never fear that I cannot read your writing? I can read it readily. Thank you for writing. Now, the very first matter in pressing need is for you and W.C. White to get off some things for the printers of testimonies, the most essential upon the work we are doing here. I will write something, if I only can have clearness of mind in regard to the closing up of the book. W.C. White gave me to understand that the Heath Food Company would take all his time this week, if not part of next week. I learn Brother Robinson is expected today. I think he will remain here over the Sabbath. Will you ask Willie for Mackenzie's address? He wrote me a letter which stated he wished to see me and asked when I could give him an interview. This passed my mind. I want his address. Do not fail to send it. I hope we shall all have strength from the Lord to do His will and honor and glorify His holy name. The Lord knows we are in the midst of perilous times. We do not want Satan to come in as an angel of light to intermingle his tares in sowing with the wheat, and we shall be unable to distinguish, for want of clear eyesight, the tares from the wheat. May the Lord God of Israel anoint our eyes with eye salve, that we may see all things clearly and discern between the evil and the good plants. I expect now the carriage to take us to the sanitarium farm at 7:30. My hope and prayer is that this year, 1900, may be the best year of your life and the best year of my life and all our lives. Love to the household. I wish my cook to bake me some of those gem cakes, slightly sweetened but without the raisins, thoroughly baked. Should she bake me a few buns made in the same way as the gem cakes, they will keep if I take care they are in a dry place, and will be better months old. If I can only get dry, thoroughly baked bread, or the buns and gem cakes, I shall be happily provided for. But we have no means to cook anything here on the sanitarium farm. I am gaining a little strength, for which I am very thankful. The Lord help you all at home, is my prayer, and keep you and our family in His love. I am very sorry I did not see Maggie, Hare. I thought I told her I wanted to see her before she left. I did want her and Jesse to remain one day, or over one train, with us at the farm, and see the place. In love.